puddings and sweet dishes. I've not attempted to divide this chapter into cooking for yourself and cooking for company, since I believe that few people eating alone bother with any pudding, unless it's tinned fruit or a bought pastry. However, some of these are quite simple enough to make for yourself if you're in the mood. And there is also the possibility that you may be given fruit from the country and need to know what to do with it. Cooking in a Bedsitter by Sue Tedden. Inspired by Cooking in a Bedsitter by Catherine Whitehorn. Episode 2, Veiled Country Lass.
I wish you'd warned me that Moira is a teensy bit strange.
Brenda's never said. And she's her mum.
Brenda, who's obsessed with Reginald Bosanquet. Who wears a brassiere under her swimming costume? Who names her gnomes? Turns out her daughter's petrified of all vegetables except marrowfat peas.
You never got on with parsnips, Pat, love.
But at least now she's allowed me to cook, so we only have something tinned on toast every other night.
Whose turn to cook tonight?
Hers, but I'm going out.
With Robert?
Yes, with Robert. Who else, honestly? Don't you trust me? As if I'd be interested in anyone else.
Don't jump down my throat, Pat, love. It was a perfectly innocent question.
If you want to know how well it's going with Robert, he's invited me to meet his folks on Saturday.
Oh, Pat! Are we talking engagement rings?
Oh, how did you guess?
Len! Len! Pat's getting engaged!
I'm not. Robert's sister is. I've been invited to the party.
False alarm, as you were. In Guildford?
No, Tristan da Cunha. They're parachuting us in.
There's no need for sarcasm.
If that doesn't prove Robert and I are serious, I don't know what does.
Take a pudding.
Sorry?
When I first met your Nana and Grandpop, I brought a crumble for Sunday lunch to show them I knew my way around an oven. It went down ever so well, Pat, love.
So if I present them with a top-notch afters, my spinster days are over.
Worth a try. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's aha! Sardines on Toast Tuesday. Yum.
Wrong, Clever Clogs. I'm making something from your book. Page 72.
Fish spaghetti. One of the first recipes I ever made. Honestly, it's so simple, even a child could... Cook spaghetti. Drain. Fry one finely chopped onion in the oil from the fish tin. Add a squeeze of tomato puree and nuts. Add spaghetti to reheat.
Well, no nuts. They make my eyelids swell. Oh. And apple cream for pudding.
Tinned baby puree and condensed milk. As if Catherine Whitehorn created it specially for you.
Well, she says I have to decorate it with cinnamon or grated chocolate, so I've gone for sliced Rolos. Sure I can't tempt you?
I told you, I'm eating out.
With Robert. So you say, Pinocchio.
Oh, you as well? Why would anyone believe me?
Because some people say they're just popping out to post a letter. But it's a great big fib and then they don't come back for 4 whole hours. And they get all worked up when their flatmate asks a perfectly innocent question about where they've been because she's only being friendly, not nosy.
OK, Moira, do you really want to know who I met?
Not especially.
Well, then turn off that spaghetti. It's about to boil over.
Oh, what?
Oh. His name's Deepak. He lived across the landing from me at my old bedsitter.
Oh.
Ah, what?
Oh. Well, I don't know yet. Go on.
We were neighbours. That's all. It might have gone further, but it didn't. My narrow-minded parents sorted that.
Oh. Why?
He's Indian.
Like Omar Sharif.
Omar Sharif's Egyptian. I bumped into him last week. Deepak, not Omar. And then we met for a meal.
Oh.
But we're just friends. I told him about Robert and he's pleased for me.
Do you secretly love him?
How could I? I haven't seen him for nearly a year.
But you'll see him again. Now your love's rekindled.
He took our telephone number a week ago and has he rung? Has he heck? So, no, I don't think so.
Well, who's dishier? Robert or Deepak?
Ernie?
Oh!
May I borrow your vanity case? Mine's full of goffs.
Only if you look after it. I got it from my godmother for my tonsils. Why do you need it? Oh, I know what you're up to, Tricia Stapleton. Tonight's the night. With Robert, isn't it?
Maybe.
You've gone beetroot, you've gone red. You're ashamed of what you said.
It's just, I wouldn't want to come in late and disturb you, so I'll stay at his pad tonight.
You must be over Deepak then.
I said I was, didn't I? Honestly.
I'm her yesterday man.
Chicken Kiev, so yummy. Here, try some.
Oh, Trish, you've got garlic butter all over my omelette.
Robert, you're in one of London's trendiest restaurants and you order a plain omelette.
And I don't even fancy that. I've been feeling rotten all day.
My old neighbour swore by garlic. He said it had medicinal properties. He used to eat it raw when he had a cold. Oh. You should try that.
Bit of a passion killer.
Not if we both have some. Do you know what's under the table?
My napkin, I shouldn't wonder. No, it's on the floor. I could just reach it. Oh, a vanity case.
Mm-hmm.
And now a foot rubbing my knee. Yours, I hope.
Well, it's not the guy at the next table. I thought I'd stay at yours tonight. Huh? Tonight's the night, Robert Murray.
Oh, well, that's just bloody typical. My head's full of aspirin, my nose is full of snot, my eyelashes hurt. I couldn't even raise a laugh tonight.
I've got a baby doll nightie. I bought it specially.
Well, save it for Saturday. I'll be writer's nightboots by then. What colour?
Black with red lace.
Oh.
But we're staying with your folks on Saturday.
I'll creep along to the guest room once everyone's asleep. No, you creep along to my room. You'd be fulfilling a teenage fantasy. What do you say, baby doll?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual.
Parliament 6794.
May I speak to Tricia Stapleton, please?
Deepak, have you forgotten what I sound like after all this time?
We only saw each other last week.
9 days and 7 hours ago. Or thereabouts.
Were you expecting to hear from me?
Not especially. How are you, anyway?
I've had a very bad cold. I've been unable to work or even to get out of bed.
Or pick up a phone?
There is no phone in my house. I have to walk to the corner. That's where I am now. If my nose was still blocked, I wouldn't know that someone has used this phone box in a very antisocial way.
You were ill?
I'm back at work today. Colds are an occupational hazard at the playground. It's my third this year.
Robert's got one too. My boyfriend, Robert.
Your turn next, I think.
Not if I can help it. I'm invited to meet his folks on Saturday.
But you are free on Friday? I have tickets to see some jazz at Ronnie Scott's.
Me and jazz. You're joking, aren't you?
You called it clever last time.
And you said pop music was puerile.
1, 2, 3, it's so easy, like taking candy from a baby. So mature, so profound. If I can get another ticket, Robert is most welcome.
I told you, he's got a cold.
But you'll come?
I don't know.
I'm inviting you to a jazz club. I'm not suggesting we elope on the Orient Express.
Oh, okay then.
Most kind, Miss Stapleton. Your enthusiasm is overwhelming.
Cooking on 2 rings. A good many bedsitters are equipped with a sort of double gas ring, which offers rather more scope to the cook than a single ring. A really expert cook can do almost anything with 2 burners, except bake. But for most of us, the chief advantage is that the time of cooking can be cut down by cooking vegetables and main dishes simultaneously. for really inexperienced two-ring cooks, it's worthwhile blowing 2 shillings on an admirable Ministry of Food pamphlet called The ABC of Cookery, which assumes you know nothing at all and practically starts by drawing a picture of an egg and saying, "This is an egg."
Look, Tricia! Egg casserole on one ring, carrots on the other. Real carrots with rind on them and everything. And see, I'm cooking them both at the same time.
Now try rubbing your tummy and tapping your head.
Does that egg look right? Catherine Whitehorn says to cook it over a low gas until it's one gooey mess.
In that case, bingo.
You were on the telephone a long time. Was it your mum?
No.
Robert, then. Is he still poorly?
No, but yes, he is.
Ah.
Does saying ah all the time come from being a dental nurse?
Deepuk. You thought he'd forgotten you, but he hasn't.
Should I leave the table?
Oh, what a tangled web we what's it when first we thingy-thingy what's it. Yes, please, and there's milk jelly for afters.
You're really getting the hang of this cooking, Lark.
Deepuk still has feelings for you.
Were you this nosy with all your flatmates? No wonder they dug an escape tunnel. That was uncalled for, Moira, I'm sorry.
Best pals tell each other everything. I tell you.
Which best pal? Oh, you mean you. Yes, it was Deepuk. He wants us to meet. He even invited Robert, so you can stop taking it out on that poor egg.
Just as friends, eh? Never a good idea. I know from bitter experience. A heart truly shattered never mends.
Really? What happened to you?
I don't like to talk about it. Right, this is gooey enough. I'll dish up. You mustn't meet him, Tricia. What would your mum think?
She'll never know, unless someone was to blab. You won't, will you, Moira? Cross your heart and hope to die.
Oh!
Oh, what?
I forgot to cook the carrots.
A good bra, Margot.
This is my good bra.
Then stand up properly. Come on, Pat, love. That's a lovely dress. You're just not trying.
It's a horrible dress. It's a cocktail dress.
Why don't I treat you to a new Playtex corselet? You look like a badly packed sack of spuds without one.
What's wrong with my pink gingham beaver dress? And those maroon shoes from Lillian Skinner?
The very thought.
Oh, I hate this dress. I look like Elsie Tanner.
Try the lilac one then and tuck in that tum.
How are we getting on in there, ladies? How is the lilac chiffon?
We'll show you in just a minute.
No, we flipping won't.
Most girls would love to go frock shopping with their mums, especially mums with checkbooks.
I'm not trying on the lilac chiffon. Or the one that looks like Heinz vegetable salad. You've always said how nice I look in my beaver dress.
You'll need more than nice in Guildford, Pat, love. This party could change your life. Try on the polka dot. Just for me.
We're finished in here. Thank you.
Rightio. I knew the lilac chiffon was the one.
Crumble, then. Promise me you'll take Robert's mother a crumble. It'll distract her from how you look. I can do one for you and your dad'll pop it round in the morning. He won't mind missing his allotment meeting.
I can make a perfectly good pudding myself. I'm taking a veiled country lass.
Whatever's that?
I'm not quite sure, but as long as Catherine Whitehorn knows.
Veiled Country Lass, page 119. This is the Scandinavian name. She's perhaps better known in Britain as Cold Charlotte. Fry breadcrumbs in butter till they're crisp. Make a sort of trifle with layers of crumbs, a layer of apple puree baby food, a layer of raspberry jam, and so on. With cream, if trying to impress. Otherwise, with top of the milk.
A Marylebone 6794?
Tricia?
No, it's Moira, her flatmate. Sorry.
She must be on her way. I'm in a phone box in Frith Street. And it also smells unspeakable.
Is this Deepak?
Oh, yes, sorry. Hello. And it's pouring with rain and she's 5 and 20 minutes late.
Tricia's gone down with that cold. She said if you rang that she's sorry she couldn't come, but she hopes you have a nice evening.
Oh, that's a shame. Tell her to chew some garlic.
I won't, but thanks all the same. Bye.
Did he sound angry? What did he say?
Chew some garlic. Did he believe you? It's for the best, Tricia. Your turn to make the cocoa.
You wanna see her? You wanna see her? Oh, yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come.
And, oh, don't tell me. Claire's fiancé is Ronald.
Yeah, Claire calls him Ronnie. I call him Ron to annoy him. Alec Douglas-Hume's finding him a safe seat in the Shires, so my folks are pleased as punch. What's in the Tupperware box?
Oh, Veiled Country Lass. It's a pudding.
Are you worried there won't be enough to eat?
No, I just thought it might...
You are such a sweetie. My folks are going to adore you. And then, so am I. Every inch of you. Half an hour after lights out.
What if they hear us?
Once we're unpacked, we'll recce all the creaky floorboards. Two on the landing, one on the stairs. Lucky for us, Stanley's deaf as a post.
Your dad?
Stanley Baldwin, our basset hound. He'd sleep through a Zulu uprising.
Honestly, Robert, my stupid mum insisted I wear a cocktail dress. She's so square. I told her straight, I'll wear what I like.
You're changing out of that, though.
No.
Oh, well, can't be helped.
Are you saying I need a cocktail dress?
You'll be fine. My folks will adore you. However inappropriately you're dressed.
You never said you lived in a stately home.
Hardly.
It has its own drive and a garden the size of Harrow. You've got a housekeeper, Robert.
Edna's practically family. She's been with us for centuries. Now, come out from the shadows and meet some people.
I can't see my stupid dress if I stay here. Why didn't you say it'd be so formal?
This isn't formal, it's practically beachwear. What did you do with your Veiled Country bumpkin?
Hid it in the wardrobe. Look at that buffet. Salmon, things doing breaststroke in aspic, Black Forest gatto, trifle.
Oh, Edna makes a yummy trifle.
I can hardly dump my Tupperware box in the middle of that.
Edna will find you a cut glass serving dish. Come on, baby. I want you to meet everyone.
Any lipstick on my teeth? My flick-ups flicking up? Is my hem tucked into my knickers?
Trish, you're being silly. Take a deep breath, count to 10, and calm down. I'll just say hi to Uncle Chips, Auntie Nina.
Hello, Robert.
Don't you look ruddy? Been on holiday?
Yes, we've just come back.
You can do this. It's just a room full of rich people who are dressed appropriately. I can do this clot. Okay, 1, 2, 3, like taking candy from a baby.
There's a new world somewhere they call the promised land.
Yeah, Ron, I'm coming. Oh.
I knocked 4 times.
Well, we're singing to the Seekers. You must be Deepak.
And you are quite obviously Moira. Good. I found the right house. Tricia said she lives by a newsagent's.
28 Jellicoe Road.
I tried number 32 first. It's been a while since I've been called a black bastard.
Oh.
How is Tricia?
Very well, I should think.
She's feeling better from her cold?
Oh, yes. She's gone to Guildford.
Oh. She won't be needing my medicinal dal then. It works wonders. What's that smell?
Oh, crikey. My deviled sausages. What are you going to help all stand there like a lemon?
A lemon?
10 years ago, people went about saying the class system was ceasing to exist. They wouldn't say it now. All that has happened is that the old upper, middle, lower class divisions have splintered into 1,000 pieces. So the question is not, where do I fit into the class system? But how do I move smoothly through it? You don't want one set of people to think of you as Lady Mark, or another said, to think you have the manners of a gutter snipe. But how?
I've got my charm bracelet snagged on my frock.
Oh,
hold still. Oh, it's hooked to your petticoat. I've missed all the vol-au-vents because I couldn't lift my right hand. Oh, you're Tricia, aren't you? Robert's girlfriend. There you go.
Oh, free at last.
Is it that obvious?
You don't look like one of us. You look more single-barreled. Oh, no, that sounds rude, but it truly isn't. I'm Claire.
Congratulations on the engagement. It's a very nice party.
It's a ridiculous party. And I'm in a ridiculous dress and there's a ridiculous amount of food. Enough to feed... Oh, gosh, I don't know. To feed somewhere really large.
Surrey?
Rhodesia, more like. I love your dress.
Oh,
so simple. Clever, Robert, to snap up a girl like you. How did you meet?
I spilled coffee over him. How did you meet Ronald?
A pony club. I always knew I'd marry him and have three children and a Labrador.
Wow, that's silly.
Probably. I'm all at sea with shorthand and typing and punctuosity. But I'm in my element with children and horses. How many children do you want?
What did you say it's called?
Dal. Do you like it?
I prefer peas pudding. It's in your culture, isn't it? Indian food.
You could be onto something.
Trisha's in Guildford with her boyfriend, meeting his parents.
In my culture, their approval is the final hurdle. Have you met Robert?
Not as such. Perhaps she doesn't want me to because she's worried what her best pal will think of him.
Who's her best pal? Oh, you mean you?
Then there's the veiled country lass.
Robert has two girlfriends?
Tricia took a pudding to Guildford to impress his parents.
Ah, this veil is a foretaste of the bridal costume. If so, I wish them every happiness.
Ah, but do you? A heart shattered never truly mends.
Medically, you are on shaky ground, but no matter. Anyway, it's been delightful to make your acquaintance, Moira, but I must take my leave. Please enjoy the rest of the dal, and I will seek out your peas pudding when I next need to eat something from a tin.
Are you any good at plumbing?
Of course. I studied to be a doctor.
Could you take a look at our U-bend before you go?
Party problems. What to do if you know nobody? Hang about on the fringes of the most open-spaced group and laugh at the jokes. What to do if you're being bored at a party? Don't show it. If you seem to be having a good time, you're more likely to catch the eye of someone amusing. What do you do if you're standing there holding a glass, and possibly a cigarette and a handbag as well, and someone hands you a plate of food, and a napkin, and a fork? Your best bet is to clamp the glass onto your plate by its base with your left thumb. It does actually work, and it is better than those mute, wretched people you see, with their plate in one hand and their glass in the other, starving within sight of plenty.
Oh, you're a poppet, yes you are. Yes you are. Perhaps you can catch vol-au-vents at six paces, clever Stanley.
Trish, what are you doing here? You're hiding again.
Well, even if I stood in the middle of the room singing Woolly Bully with my skirt tucked into my knickers, everyone would ignore me. Apart from your sister. And your dog.
Well, don't be such a ninny.
Actually, the man with the cravat and the bad dentures didn't ignore me. He tried to put his hand up my skirt. Your Aunt Nina described me as Robert's common little piece. And your mother asked me to wash some cake forks. There's a good girl.
They're only like that because you're not making an effort.
Says who?
Your dress is a giveaway for a start. I tried to pretend it didn't matter, but honestly, baby, you look like you're off to do the milking.
This is genuine beaver. If I look out of place, it's only because every other lady in that room is so square.
You could learn a thing or two from my sister. At least she understands what's expected of her.
Oh, yes. Children, dog, hubby's slippers by the fire. That's her destiny.
What's so wrong with that? Isn't it yours?
Right now, my destiny is to rescue my veiled country lass and catch the first train back to London before I turn into a pumpkin.
What about us?
Is there an us, Robert? Might be best to draw a country veil over that. Oh, do thank your folks for making me so welcome.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. This girl is a better life.
Teapak, what are you doing here?
Replacing the washers on your taps.
Why?
Because I finished unblocking the sink, repairing the sash window, and gluing down some loose lino.
Did Moira make you do all this?
She is surprisingly forceful. And she should see a doctor about that snore. It could be sleep apnea. I hope you've had a nice time and made a good impression on your future in-laws.
Honestly, Deepak, I was a fish out of water. If I wasn't being ignored, I was being belittled and insulted and looked down on. I mean, you can't possibly imagine how awful that makes a person feel.
Oh, I think I can. What's in the Tupperware box?
Veiled country lass. Although, with all the toing and froing, it looks more like veiled old crone.
Oh, dear. Is that the top or the bottom?
If you've run out of odd jobs, you could always use it to lag the loft.
I'm sure it tastes better than it looks. Quite honestly, it would have to.
Have some. Have the lot. I wish I'd thrown it at him.
Robert, have you broken up with him?
Maybe.
Oh, I expect it's just a lover's tiff.
What if I have broken up with him? What then?
Then he would be missing out on this fine English pudding. May I? Perhaps Moira would like to try some too.
Best not to disturb her. I'll get some spoons.
In Cooking in a Bedsitter by Sue Tedden, Trisha was played by Beattie Edmondson, Deepak by Nikesh Patel, and Moira by Isabella Inchbald. Robert was Clive Hayward, June Ellie Darville, and Claire Abby Andrews. Extracts from Catherine Whitehorn's Cooking in a Bedsitter were read by Eleanor Bronn. The director was Emma Harding.